Last night's accident at Chicago Midway is focusing attention on one of the country's oldest and busiest airports. A Southwest Airlines 737 overran Midway's longest runway, crashing through a fence and onto a busy street. A 6-year-old boy who was riding in a car was killed, and 10 other people were injured. Chicago Public Radio's Sonari Glinton reports.
Built in the early 1920s, long before jet planes took to the air, Midway Airport takes up only 1 square mile of Chicago's southwest side. Many Chicagoans favor the airport because it's easily accessible, and aviation expert at DePaul University, Joseph Sweeterman, says that convenience comes with a cost.
They certainly don't meet the generous standards that we see with new airports, which have buffer areas between runways and buildings and so forth. And as the airport gets busier, you know, it becomes more of an issue. And there's hardly an airport in the country that's bounded by such dense residential and commercial development as Midway.
The runways are almost 2,000 feet shorter than at many newer airports, giving pilots just a 1,000-foot buffer when landing. Because of its age, Midway has a waiver from the FAA to maintain its shorter runways. Bert Yetman is the president of the Professional Pilots Federation and a retired Southwest pilot. He says on those short runways, snow, ice, and a tailwind can lead to trouble.
You just don't stop. I can't put it any other way. It's going to increase your landing roll considerably, and then the snow and ice will also increase it considerably, and pretty soon you don't have enough runway to stop.
Yetman says overall the airport is safe, a point that Chicago officials and Southwest Airlines stressed repeatedly today. Dave Schultz, who teaches transit engineering at Northwestern University, says this incident doesn't disprove that.
That single incident in some very trying weather conditions does not say that the airport is unsafe. I think that the proof of that is that for the vast, vast, vast majority of operations are perfectly safe there with the small aircraft that Southwest uses, the 737.
As the NTSB begins its investigation, Southwest officials say this plane is one of its newest. Southwest says it was built in 2004 and was up to date on its maintenance. For NPR News, I'm Sonari Glinton in Chicago.